This episode of Trophy Horrors is brought to you in part by Play31.net. Play31.net offers single tables, speed, sit and go tournaments, and regularly scheduled multi-table freeze-out tournaments with hundreds of players. Make sure to use code 1212 when registering. That's Play31.net.
Donnie, give me a countdown in your top five favorite Winter Soldiers.
Zero. Lego.
Put the trophies up, it's another episode. I told you long time ago, we about to explode. The space is doing something mean, supposed to be weekly. But I told that beats are awesome and that Donnie be amazing. But enough about me, cause we all played the ball to make it this far. But honestly, when it wasn't for the fans, it would've been killed a long time ago. Bio, born on SG, grew up on CDP. Didn't move, I didn't got it wrong, we call it PG. Rated M, my double A must put the violence in your household. Be home.
Trophy home.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Trophy Horrors. I'm your host, Ricky Mick, back at the helm. This is episode 153, alongside with me, who was supposed to be hosting this week, but I took it over from him, Alex.
Yeah, you're welcome for that delicious, delightful agenda that I created for you, Ricky Mick. Didn't have to do any work.
That remains to be seen, my son. Remains to be seen.
Also, go Kentucky Wildcats. One more game. UConn's next.
Did they win last night?
They did win last night. So they're in the championship game against UConn.
Damn it. UConn will whip their ass.
What? I'm glad to see UConn beat Florida. Yeah, suck it,
fucking
Gators.
Fucking Florida. Like, they year in and year out, they have a collection of players that I just hate. Like, Florida and Duke are the two schools that I can look at their players and it's like, God, I dislike you all so much.
And I'm a Duke fan. I can't say college basketball, but I like Duke.
Wait, hold on. You like Duke college football?
No, just the basketball. Just
well, of course. You're a complete bandwagon home. We were a complete bandwagon.
How am I bandwagon? I'm from New York City.
You don't. What makes you like?
If anything, if I was a bandwagon fan, I'd be a Syracuse fan.
How? Okay. What is? No, you'd be a homer if you like Syracuse. But why
do I like Duke?
What ties you to Duke? Why do you like Duke?
All right. Well. Anybody that knows me knows I spent a little bit of my life living down in the Virginia Beach, Virginia area. And down there is nonstop, I mean, unbelievable amount of Tar Heel fans.
Well, yeah.
And because I am not really a big fan of college basketball, I'm not really a basketball fan per se, but college basketball, I used to hate when March Madness starts because then, you know, I'm missing TV shows. It just took over. So, like, in an act of aggression towards college basketball, I became a Duke fan.
Hold on. Just what TV shows were you missing out on for college basketball?
Oh, I don't remember. This was, what, 20 years ago?
Well, apparently they weren't that great of shows because you don't fucking remember them.
I just remember turning on the TV and not being able to watch any TV shows because college basketball was on.
College basketball is amazing. What are you talking about?
Well, not when you're 12.
No, I liked it when I was 12, but then again, I did grow up in a basketball state.
There you go.
Well, we don't have an NBA team.
I grew up in a hockey state.
You grew up in Canada?
No, that would be a
Tricky,
hockey
Tricky
country.
Vic is Canadian and he's old. Ah!
So
you're Canadian's third son?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm the infamous third son.
Behind Pac-Man and Hayfling?
Yes.
Okay.
And nice to know the reference went over.
Sloppy thirds.
He's been talking already. I yield to no one.
I really don't care much about college basketball. Dayton got knocked out a couple of games ago, so yeah. Been playing some video games. That's good.
And also with us, the man who doesn't like any sports whatsoever and actually showed up 10 minutes late today, Donnie.
What up, though?
That's it? Just what up, though?
Yep.
You're not going to defend yourself for being 10 minutes late and always accusing us of starting late?
Because I wasn't. Alex could prove that I wasn't because I was talking to him before 2
Donnie,
o'clock.
Donnie was here. Donnie was on. Donnie was online before Yield was, and Tricky Mick's convoluted cell phone, pager phone system, wherever you call him for a conference call, it goes straight to his goddamn phone.
All right.
I do like sports. I just don't like watching them on TV. If I'm not participating in there personally, I don't want to sit and watch it. I prefer to actually be in the action.
All right, let's do our updated trophy count. I am level 25, total trophies of 54, 39, and a plaque count of 36. I did not earn one trophy all week long. Alex, what about you?
There is justice in the world.
Couldn't find Hannah Montana 2?
Well, we'll get into that in what we're playing, but
You couldn't play Wild Hair's Doodlebug Racing Extreme Island Edition.
Or Barbie Horse Adventures 14.
Island Volcano Getaway starring Gillian Anderson from X-Files.
Hey, she's hot.
She's quite attractive. So I'm level 22. I'm a level 22 PlayStation gamer. My total trophy count is 4,072, and I have a plat count of 45 platinums in 44 games. I got a new platinum this past week.
I think you said that last week.
Lone Survivor?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I got Lone Survivor before last week.
You didn't say that last week.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, you did.
I had to change it on the thing this week. I had to change it on our show notes this week, which is why it confused me. But, yeah, so 45 platinums in 44 games.
All right. Yield, what about you, buddy?
Level 18 with a trophy count of 2,798 and a platinum count of 31.
And Donnie?
I'm quite sure I added some trophies. I just didn't sync up. But
you didn't sync up, but I took yours off the PSN, so.
Well, yeah, like I said, I only added like maybe three more, I think. But level still 25. Trophy count is 4903 and 66 plat still. Oh, yep. 4905. I just synced it.
Donnie, I can't help but notice that you haven't gotten the platinum yet, that you're retrying again.
The Vanquish?
Yeah, and I was just about to get into that because I'm slightly discouraged from getting it now. I'm still going to eventually try to get it because I went through.
What do you mean now? As if history hasn't taught you that you should be discouraged many months ago.
I'm talking about from doing it again because I just finished the game literally yesterday. Not literally because by the time you
as,
hear
as
this,
opposed to figuratively yesterday.
Yeah, I'm about to say because you're not actually hearing this yesterday or today. You're actually hearing it like 3 or 4 days from now. But I beat it and I didn't unlock any other challenges other than that one. And what I did was I went through the game on easy because, you know, I know everything, so I just wanted to breeze right through it so I can hurry up and get to the challenges. Come to find out, which I'm totally not sure about this, but I'm assuming that you have to complete the game on normal or higher to unlock the rest of the challenges. So I'm like, oh my goodness. So, I'm somewhat discouraged in the beginning, the second try. But I'm going to do it eventually.
Or die trying.
That's right.
As 50 Cent would say, get rich or die trying.
Get plats or die trying. All
right, let's get into
that
what we're playing.
That sounds so much less hardcore than 50 Cent.
Let's get into what we're playing. We'll go to Alex first.
So after beating Lone Survivor, I moved on to yet another PlayStation Plus free game. I played a lot of those lately. I don't really buy games anymore. I just play what comes out on PlayStation Plus. I'm probably gonna I'm probably gonna be going on to try to get some stuff for Batman Arkham City. Everyone knows how much. Well, if you don't know, that's one of my favorite games of the last like 5 years. It was my game of the year when it came out in 2012. It was 2011.
Yeah. I have no idea.
Well, when it came out in 12, the fall of that year, is my one of my favorite games.
It came out 2012.
2012. Okay. So I'm probably gonna go to that. Try to pick up some more of the Riddler trophies. Do the Riddler challenges. See how many more I can do. And I've been playing Thomas is Alone. Thomas was alone. Excuse me. Again, it's free on PlayStation Plus right now.
Is he no longer alone?
I'm hanging out with some geometric friends right now. Laura and Christopher, as well as John. So if you've never played Thomas is Alone before, it's kind of a very simplistic kind of game. It's a platformer. It's a 2D platformer. The characters are all geometric shapes. So what defines them is like, say, how to, like, there's a rectangle, you know, one's like a square, one's like a rectangle, one's a big square, one's like a line. So they're all just kind of these little geometric shapes. Some can bounce higher, jump higher than others. Some can go in water, swim in water. Some can, you can use a trampoline to bounce on. So each character has their own kind of characteristics, despite it being very simplistically, you know, created. They're delineated very well because they're each of their qualities, their abilities, is what defines them.
You didn't even answer my question.
What was your question?
Is Thomas
it doesn't no matter alone? What your question is. Move on.
Is Thomas no longer alone?
I told you. He's hanging out with his buddies now. I even named some of them.
All righty, Yield.
Yeah.
What have you been playing this week besides Pocket Trains?
Pocket Trains, Harbor Patrol.
I said besides Pocket Trains.
What the heck's that other game I've been playing? Hold on here.
Pocket Trains 2?
No.
Pocket Pool?
They haven't got that. No, I haven't been playing that. Flight Control, Simpsons Tapped Out.
No, wait, hold on. You say you haven't been playing that. I know you're a damn liar.
No, yeah, I'm a liar. See, Simpsons Tapped Out, Borderlands 2, which I finally finished, the story. I just now have to finish out my trophies for Platinum.
There's a story today?
Plants vs.
Yes,
Zombies on my Vita, and I think that's it.
All right, Donnie.
Wait. I have a message from Twitter for Tricky.
Oh, boy.
Jurassic Parky, our super fan from the UK.
wait, hold on a second. Before you go, is he technically a super fan now?
Well, I'm calling him a super fan.
Yep, because he said so.
But, I mean, has Awesome Jay officially been replaced?
Is he still alive?
I don't know.
Yes, he is still alive.
Oh, okay. Well, why can't we have multiple super fans? Why do you have to have one?
We can have
multiple super fans and then one day have a battle royal to be the ultimate super fan.
Is Awesome Jay tweeting us, engaging us on Twitter?
No, he's not.
Well, he's not. Jurassic Park he is. So
okay, so awesome, tell me what Jurassic
Awesome Jay
Park
is now not so Awesome Jay.
All right.
I see it, but I'm going to let you say it.
It says, tell Tricky Dick I'm coming for him. Just got the Platinum and Infamous 2 Second Son. Beast mode. Tricky is my biatch.
Yeah. This is also the guy that tweeted 2 minutes prior to that, I love The Undertaker. Been my favorite since I got into wrestling over 20 years, but I would love to see Lesnar end the streak. I don't even have words for him right now.
Good. Since you ain't got no words, I'll tell you what I've been playing.
Thank you.
I just beat Black Flag.
What do you think?
I got over my bullcrap.
Bullcrap? Really?
Yep. Bullcrap. What the story is evolving to? Oh my goodness, man! Like, and they got the nerve to come out with two more this year.
Save it. We can do a
wait. Hold on. I have a question.
It.
Are all these games? Is Black Flag connected to Assassin's Creed 3?
Yes.
Or are they just doing like all these time period pieces? Bullshit.
To my understanding, Assassin's Creed 4 is a prequel to Assassin's Creed 3 because in Assassin's Creed 4, you're playing as Connor, which is your main protagonist in 3.
No, actually,
Black Flag is actually connected to every last other Assassin's Creed that ever came out.
Well, they're all connected in a way, but
yeah, they are. But this one is more, and it's stupid.
Four, the Animus story is before 3, but the real world is after 3.
No, the Animus. Oh, okay, the Animus story. Yeah,
the Animus story is before 3 because you're playing as, what's his name?
Desmond.
You're playing as Connor's grandfather.
4, you're playing as Connor's grandfather.
Is that Tatanka?
4, you're playing. Yes, 4, you're playing as Connor's grandfather. But the real life scenario of the game, you're playing after 3.
Yeah. But the whole concept of what they're doing is so stupid.
Well, that makes no sense. You're screwing with the space-time continuum.
You're doing I can't believe I just blanked on this. The what's that thing when you kill Snake? You kill Otacon in three Metal Gear 3.
Paradox.
Time paradox. I can't believe I just fucked that up.
I can believe it.
All right, so
and Donnie swooped in to save you. The internet heard it.
Yes. All right, Donnie, what have you been playing other than Black Flag?
Vanquish. And I think that's it. Black Flag and Vanquish. I have the demo to what's that ninja? Strider? Or
Strider?
I haven't got around to playing it yet. I'm really not excited.
That's out on the PS3?
Yeah. And
I thought that was a PS4 game.
Yeah, but I'm really not enthusiastic to try it. Because
I heard it's hard.
It's not about it being hard, but I can expect it to be hard being a 2D side-scroller like the old-school days, because the old-school games like that was hard as heck. But I'm just not... He's not a sweet ninja to me. I like Ninja Gaiden and what's the other ninja before, like an old-school ninja?
Ryu?
No. Shinobi.
Shinobi, yeah. Wow, that's
Shinobi. Yeah, I like him, them two more than Strider.
Is that it? That's all you've been playing?
Yep, that's it. That's
all right. That's it. And I have been playing absolutely nothing all week. I've been busy with work, busy with the site.
Could have been too busy not putting out shows.
Oh, snap. Well,
That's why the show's not out. I was too busy. I actually totally forgot you gave me the show, Donnie. I can't believe I did that. But speaking of things that I can't believe people have done, let's go into our topics. Amazon has announced and is now currently for sale the Amazon Fire TV.
Hold on, wait a minute. Amazon is for sale?
No, Amazon is not for sale.
Can I buy it for five? Can I buy Amazon for $5?
Amazon's on fire?
Amazon Fire TV. What is Fire TV? Basically, it is a tiny box that you connect to your HDTV. It's the easiest way to watch Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, Hulu Plus, low-cost rentals, and much more.
I thought that was the PS4.
I got about to say, that's the easy way? Like, the way that we've been watching them is not the easy way?
I mean, the big thing that I saw in all of this, they tout some new features, which I'm sure Turkey Mick will tell us about here in a minute. But, like, you can download through Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime, of course, you can watch a number of movies and television shows for free, as long as you have your subscription. But so a lot of the downloads are going to be 99 cents, which is kind of cool, like TVs and movie episodes, which can be kind of expensive if you get, you know, if you're paying $2 for each episode of a season of a series. But, like, I have a Blu-ray player, and my Blu-ray player already has a Netflix app. It already has a Amazon video app. So, like, a lot of the stuff that they're introducing in this is already, you know, it's being done by other devices, and they're already in people's homes. Like, we're not talking about, like, we're talking about, like, games that cost under $2. So you're not going to get the new, like, Batman Arkham Knight on your Amazon Prime TV thingy.
No, you're going to get, you know, Android-based games. You're going to get, you know, whatever it is. Well, this kind of ties into the story we had a couple weeks ago where we found out that Amazon bought Double Helix, who are the people behind the Killer Instinct series. You know, this is just
Whoa, hold on. You mean the new Killer Instinct game?
Right.
Okay, because Rare is the one who was behind Killer Instinct years ago.
Okay, well, I stand corrected, but Double Helix is the people that bought, made the new Killer Instinct.
It's them people.
Yeah, like, I don't like to be that douche that corrects everyone, but in that instance, we gotta give Rare their credit.
No, you're absolutely right. The best thing about this, I guess you could say, is it is only $99.
Just like Apple TV!
That's not the best thing.
So if you're one of those people who don't own a box, you know, whether it be a game console or a TV or a Blu-ray player that plays all this, $99 is not an expensive price and, point.
Well, they're touting also their quad core processor, which they say is three times faster than Apple TV.
Correct.
But you know, a lot of people do own a box. It's called cable.
Well, Donnie, cable, no one has cable watch anymore. We just steal stuff off the internet.
And you can't watch Netflix and Hulu Plus all that on there.
Yeah, you can.
Pirate Bay.
Well, a lot of us might not have cable, but we have a TV, and a lot of these TVs now have all them apps already on the
That's
TV
true.
Now.
I have a smart TV, and I have Netflix already programmed into my TV.
So all these box and devices coming out that they pushing out, it's like, what the heck?
It's one of those things. I mean, if you didn't have it, you now have it.
Why would I choose them over other stuff?
Amazon is so profitable that they have their hand in kind of everything. That they're probably just like, fuck it, let's put it out there and see how much money we can make.
Exactly.
Because we're Amazon and we have a good rapport with our customers, people love us.
Well, not even that, but I mean, this is Amazon, so obviously they're seeing what people are buying and they're seeing what works and what doesn't work.
They
can track the sales of how many PlayStation 4s went out, how many Xbox Ones go out, how many Apple TVs go out, how many Rokus go out. You know, they're seeing what's working and what's not working, so they can just kind of sit back and say, okay, well, this is working from the PlayStation 4, so we're going to put this in there. This is working from the Xbox One, we're going to put this in there. And they came out with their own product, and I got to tell you, I applaud them. I mean, personally, I wouldn't buy one, but, the, you know, with that being said...
You applaud them for putting a device on the market that you wouldn't pay money for.
Well, I'm going to say, with that being said, if I didn't have a TV that already did this or a PlayStation that already did this, this might be something I'd be interested in doing. But as it was pointed out, we already have done things that do this, so there's really no reason for me to get this because the only thing that this could add to me is the games, you know, and some of the games they mentioned in the ad here are Minecraft, Pocket Edition, The Walking Dead, and Monsters University. But I already have an Android phone that does all that, so I don't need it.
Yeah, but the games, why even the games? Because people ask, why would you want to play an Android game outside of an Android?
Well, an Android game is not necessarily, you know, oh, well, this game was designed for Android. Apps and games on phones, they're made and they're just coded to work properly on the devices. It's not like somebody set out and said, oh, we're going to make this for Android. Somebody said, we're going to make this for iOS. It's a game they made, and they just code it so it works properly.
I guess it's just me. Cause a lot of this stuff don't make sense. Because not just the Station 3 or the bots. I mean, the Wii and also the Wii U. Somebody got some kind of game console at home and they already have this. And I don't want to add another box to my household because I already got like three or four different boxes already.
I agree with you on that.
It feels like too much of a Me Too move. The features that they were talking about were parental controls, like free time or something like that, where, you know, kids will have their own profile, but yet parents can set parental controls. So even though, you know, the kids will be using it, they're, you know, they can safely watch stuff. So they talked about something called ASAP, which will, you know, kind of see what you like and then start.
ASAP, as soon as possible?
Yes. Do you know how in Netflix, when you go to pick a show to watch, it'll buffer for a little bit, just like 5 or 10 seconds?
Well, for me, it's like...
In Yield's case, 2 hours.
Yeah.
For Yield, it's like 3 hours.
Yeah, or longer, yeah.
Yeah, the entire Mesozoic era. No, but this apparently will learn what you like to watch, and it'll start buffering those shows ahead of time so that when you play them, you don't have to wait at all. You just go straight to the show. The only thing I have to say about that is if you can't wait 5 or 10 seconds to watch a show, your patience is fucked. You won't be able to survive in this world.
Yeah, but on that, maybe I didn't hear or I missed something. How is it buffing it ahead of time because it knows that I want to watch this already?
Well, let's say you're using Amazon Instant Video to watch the Batman animated series. If you've watched 4 episodes already, they kind of learns that, hey, I'm gonna probably going to come back and watch this again. So the next time you turn it on, it's going to start buffering that because it knows most likely you're going to go and going to go watch that.
No, don't. Isn't that taking up space or memory or some type of RAM that I don't want to use as of right now?
It's possible, but
so,
I mean,
don't.
It's got a quad core processor, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, don't try to tell me what I want you to what I want to do or what you think I might want to do because it's using up space.
All right. Well, speaking of things that Donnie might or might not want to do, the big news coming from Grand Theft Auto Online, Donnie, you're finally getting it. Heist missions are coming this spring.
Man, I don't believe it until I actually see it.
Players will be able to team up with friends and strangers to execute missions similar to those in Grand Theft Auto V's main storyline. No release date was announced for the missions, and a press release said, stay tuned for much more information to come. Also coming to Grand Theft Auto Online is the High Life update, which allows players to access new apartments, new rifle, additional wardrobe, and vehicles, including the Dinka Thrust motorcycle and the Pegazi Zentorno. Additionally, the capture creator allows the creator community to make their own custom capture jobs, and they can add more than 3.5 million death matches and races currently online to the social club. Go ahead, Donnie.
Okay, so basically they just said what they said before the game was released. Yeah, you're going to be able to go online with this new GTA Online that we have now, perform heists with your friends. Yeah, you said that before the game was released. So basically you're just restating what you already said.
Well, now we're officially getting a release window.
Oh, the release window was like when they first said it, you know.
Oh my God, Donnie's such a hater.
I'm hating on something that they already told me. Exactly. Thank you. That's what hating is.
Speaking of things I'm hating, if you guys remember a couple weeks ago, we announced that Amy Hennen had left Naughty Dog. And through all the conspiracy theories, we had Justin Richmond also leave the project. Well, we finally have news on what Amy Hennen is going to be doing. She has officially joined Visceral's Star Wars project. So, what do you guys think about that? I mean, is this something you expected, something you didn't expect?
Well, first of all, how do you go from Dante's Inferno and Dead Space to Star Wars? Like, where the fuck does that come from? Like, that,
I don't
like, the fact that Visceral, like, I'm not necessarily surprised that Amy Hennig, she's joining as a creative director, so she's doing what she was doing at Naughty Dog. It doesn't surprise me because she's incredibly fucking talented. So you knew someone was going to grab her as soon as they could. I'm just surprised that Visceral's doing a Star Wars game. When the hell did this come out? I mean, I don't pay attention to video game websites much anymore. You know, I just learned about this new website called ProvenGamer.com right before we started recording.
You're such a dick.
So I'm not really up on my latest video game news.
And apparently they put out this podcast called Trophy Horse. I mean... And every so often, they do something called a PG spoiler.
That's just a figment of all our imaginations.
It is. I've been lied to all these years.
But I was just shocked to see that Visceral's doing a Star Wars game.
I'm excited that she's doing a Star Wars
game. I'm not excited at all because
although
of the
Star Wars game. I guess it really shouldn't surprise me because EA's done a bunch of Star Wars games and Visceral's owned by EA. So, I mean, I guess it really shouldn't surprise me. But it kind of caught me off guard. It's the first I've seen of it.
I've kind of heard that maybe Visceral's doing the once-trashed 1313.
No, that's officially dead.
No, well, it might be dead, but they might be bringing it back in some way.
All right. Well, all right. The fact that Visceral's picking up Amy Hennen, that's definitely a plus. You, like Alex said, it you knew people were probably knocking down her door. I still find it curious.
Unfortunately,
and this was...
she joined the Evil Empire.
I find it curious, and I've also heard this on another podcast, which I wish I can give them credit, but I believe it was Podcast Beyond, but I'm not entirely sure. I find it very curious that once she left Naughty Dog, we didn't hear from her, and we still haven't heard from her, but yet when Justin Richmond left, he released a statement.
Okay,
which is
he released a statement. You just answered your own question. She didn't. She chose not to do one.
Well... the thing is that if she was fired and had to sign an NDA, then she wouldn't have been able to release a statement.
Yeah, but why would you fire her?
Well, that's the biggest rumor, is that they fired her so the Last of Us guys could take over the Uncharted series.
You see what you do, fans? You bitched about Uncharted 3 unnecessarily so fucking much that you got Amy Hennig fired.
Way to go, fans.
It's all the fans' fault.
Never fucking pleased, you bunch of cocksuckers.
All right,
bunch of whiny gamers.
Let's have a palate cleanser here. Anybody have a PlayStation Vita on the show?
Yes.
Yes.
You should have rephrased that. Well, go ahead. I would rephrase.
Who all has a PlayStation and is not, who has a Vita and is not named Donnie?
Triggy don't have a Vita no more either, so.
Yeah, he does.
Well, I do.
It's in the shop.
I technically have it, but it's on its way to California right now.
You can't count him no more.
All right. Well, I will have it back by June 3rd, in which PlayStation Vita pets will be coming to the PlayStation Vita.
Oh, boy. Move on.
I included this because I knew Tricky Mick would be super excited about it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Cheap platinums of galore.
PlayStation Vita, that's what it is.
I just heard a beep.
Yeah, so in this game, you will, you know, train your dog. It's like there's a big adventure. I actually read the article on this game.
I am so sorry.
There's a big...
I'm actually trying to read the article so I can talk about it, and I'm like, I can't even get through it.
You're on an island with your puppy, and you have to train him so that you can get through all the challenges and puzzles on the island. You'll go to, like, a graveyard and, like, a castle, and it's going to be super awesome and magical, and Tricky Mick's going to tell us all about it once he gets a platinum in it.
Negative. But I will tell you about the new game that's coming to the PlayStation Vita, and that's Joe Danger.
That's not a
I'm
new
about to
game.
Say a new game.
Port!
No, a new game coming to the Vita. I didn't say it was a new IP.
No, but it's not
it
a new game.
Game coming to the Vita. Another
game coming to a Vita.
You know, in the question of the week, we're going to get into this. Hopefully we'll have time to talk about it. Joe Danger and the sequel Joe Danger 2, the movie, will be coming to the PlayStation Vita. And it will be running at a smooth as butter, their words, not mine, 60 frames a second.
Well, I will hope so. It's a HD game getting put into an HD system, so I would hope it runs smooth.
Port!
Also, there are going to be three new characters coming to the game, which I'm only seeing two here.
Two of them are from Tearaway, and then the other one is Sackboy. They're all medium molecule characters.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay. I saw Tearaway. I didn't see the two characters from Tearaway. Yes. So, okay. Anybody Joe Danger fans, you own a Vita? There you go.
I would like to say that those games are excellent, and they're challenging. Challenging, but not frustrating. I definitely recommend that everyone, if you haven't played those games, pick them up because they're fantastic.
Yeah, I like Joe Danger, but I liked it the first time also.
All right, so I have a question for you guys. How's your gamer reputation? How is that?
Mine is stellar. It's platinum.
I would think it's cool.
And what about you, Yield?
Mine is the shit.
All right, well, that might come into, we might get a little test on that. In a new recent survey put out by Sony, PlayStation 4 survey is proposing a player reputation system.
Oh my goodness, why does they keep coming up with new dang old system things for?
That's stupid, because all it becomes is a popularity contest. Ooh, I like this guy, he's a total dick, but I still like him!
But you know what, I thought that's what was trophies were. What the heck, dude?
Well, what this is kind of similar to what Microsoft recently announced. Basically, when you're going online and you're playing a game, your reputation system will let you know if the person on the other end is the type of person that rage quits or quits while they're playing the game, or they're an honest gamer and to play the game to the fullest. I kind of like the idea of it, but it will only work if it's put into practice and fully supported.
You know, I think the biggest thing from the survey is that the ability to change your username on the PS4.
Yeah, some of the things on the survey are, as we said, the player reputation system, advanced matchmaking system to pair you with players at your own skill level or preference, the ability to chat across PlayStation platforms, you know, speak for your PS3 to your Vita, vice versa. As Alex said, the ability to change your username, the ability to be invisible to see who is online without broadcasting the fact that you are online.
Which, that to me seems kind of creepy. Like, why do you want to get online without, like, just kind of surreptitiously and not let other people know you're online? Like, what's the purpose of that?
Just off the top of my head, if I want a game online and I don't want to be bombarded with a bunch of messages, I mean, I'm not to sound all high and mighty, but when I go online, I tend to get anywhere from 5 to 10 messages from, listeners of the show.
Here's the thing, ignore the messages.
Oh, whatever, 5 to 10 messages.
That's coming like 5 to 10 minutes each.
No, I mean, like, hey, I just got a message from,
he's trying to think of a name.
No, forgive me. Forgive me, because I can't remember his name right now. Somebody just asked me, recently when I was trying to get the Platinum in Second Son to, hey, can we sit down and get the work together to get the Platinum and Tomb Raider on the PS3? So, I mean, to be able to play online and not have to, let people know that I'm online, I understand it. I don't think it's really needed.
Wait a minute. You can do that.
No, you can't.
No. Just don't sign in. You still can play online.
No, you can't. You can't. Sign into the PSN.
Well, you mean to play multiplayer without letting other people know?
Right. To be on the PSN without people
knowing. Oh, my God. That's the whole purpose of multiplayer. Come on now. Freaking gamers. What the heck, dog?
All right.
I totally misunderstood.
Well, here's another thing. On-screen notifications when your friends come online, doesn't that already happen?
You can turn that off.
You can turn that off. It's a little thing called notifications. You go to the do not display.
No, but it's on the survey. It's like an item on the survey.
The last two things on here was the ability to party chat with more than 8 people at a time.
Oh, party chat. Get the F out of that stupid party chat. You want to talk to people while you're playing a different game? Pick up your picking cell phone.
And the feature that I want the most. Synchronization of messages across platforms so that the PS3, the Vita, the messages appear on the PlayStation 4 and vice versa.
Tricky Mick, you know that's bullshit. Your most wanted app or feature is the ability to pay for platinums.
Negative.
Pay for platinums. I pay $20 and I get this platinum.
I gotta tell you, it's very annoying because I don't turn on my PS3 that often. It's very annoying that I sit there and I talk to, send messages back and forth to my PlayStation 4 and my Vita. And then when I turn on my PS3, I have like 200 messages unopened on my PS3. I would be fine with the fact that if they were there, but it just shows a notification that I have messages and I have to go in and individually delete 200 messages off my PS3 to clear it out. If I delete off my PS4, it should delete off my PS3 and Vita.
True, but I thought you can mass delete.
You can mass delete, but it's one of those things where I don't know when that message came in, so I don't know if it's a message on my PS4. Because here's the thing, if I delete it on my PS3, it deletes it off my PlayStation 4 and my Vita. But if I delete off my PS4 or my Vita, it does not delete off my PS3.
That's so
good. On so many levels.
Really tricky, I guess you have a username that you like, but the ability to change your username, that's not the most exciting thing for you?
Yeah, I think that's cool. I want that.
I like my username.
I don't have a problem with my username.
Well, no, I am too.
Donnie can now change all his letters to capitals as needed.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't know you can use capital letters or change it. I didn't know how at the time.
Yeah, but see, Donnie doesn't want to change his name. He just wants to change the way it looks.
Yeah, I just want to change because the DTN is supposed to be capital.
I mean, it'd be interesting that Donnie actually changes his name to, like, Young Twist or to Donnie, because you got that DTN on the PSN, you got Young Twist on the Twitter and Facebook, and you got Donnie on the show. He's got 3 days.
Y'all choose to call Donnie on the show.
Three personalities.
You got Alex. Yep. You got Thondasaurus Rex.
Ray Havoc.
You got Havoc. Oh,
you, hold on.
Drawing
Saunders. Havoc Saunders, my name on Sarcastic Gamer.
Havoc Saunders, thank you. So, yeah, there's four.
Hold on.
And Havoc Saunders on Skype.
Alan, you got Tricky, you got Tricky Myth, you got P.S. Chump, you got Trophy Chump, you got...
See, you try to make a joke, but in reality, my name across all platforms is Tricky Mick.
Except on Facebook.
It is on Facebook.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You got freaking Michael Miller.
Michelle Nollier.
To get to my Facebook page, it's facebook.com/TrickyMick.
Michelle Nollier. I like that one. I like that one better than Chump.
He's French.
Nollier.
All right, let's move on here. Sony has officially assigned 1,000 licensed self-published indie games.
Woo woo, I guess, but you know, I'm not a huge fan of indies. That's why.
Well, hold on, like that's what gives this games like Thomas's was alone. That's signing that game company started out as an indie.
I appreciate that.
And Flower, like it's a good thing.
I appreciate that, but as I said on the show before, I just can't get hyped for it.
Yeah. Not as much as you appreciate synchronization of messages across.
No. Listen, say what you want about games, but part of the reason that I get so hyped about games is seeing the trailers and whatnot.
Wait a minute. No. No, because as we have proved before, trailers don't turn you on to games. It's release dates that do.
What?
How you got mad Watch Dogs, it turned you off the game because of the release date was delayed. So that make you not want the game anymore.
Okay, but now...
No, it's
but,
release dates that does it for
no,
you, man.
It
makes no sense.
No. I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, Donnie. Because
the initial
trailer for Watch Dogs is what got me hyped on that game. Now,
The initial trailer didn't say anything.
Say what?
The initial trailer didn't say anything about Watch Dogs other than saying that it's Watch Dogs.
It showed me gameplay. It showed me what the game was about. If I never saw that trailer, if nobody ever saw that trailer, and let's say, just hypothetically, Watch Dogs was released as an indie title, we wouldn't have known the game got delayed. Two, in May, when the game comes out, how many people you honestly think would have bought that game right off the start without having to wait to hear word of mouth of everybody?
I don't know, Tricky. Like, I don't mean to play devil's advocate to Donnie, but Bioshock was sold on a demo, not trailers. That's what made Bioshock really popular, was the demo.
But that's after word of mouth got around.
People weren't really that interested in it.
The original Bioshock?
Yeah, a lot of people were unsure about it, and then they played the demo, and that's when it got red hot, after the demo came out.
Okay. Then I stand corrected.
Boom! Victory
Whoa!
For Donnie.
Wrong twice in one episode? Oh...
Oh, he had it in a whole entire episode, but it got lost.
Hold on.
I did destroy him pretty good that whole episode, didn't I?
I get what Tricky is saying when he says that he gets hyped by trailers, because you're actually seeing the game and what you're going to be playing. But at the same time, without this kind of stuff, you don't get those trailers.
Yeah, I totally agree.
So this is the bedrock.
You're right. A trailer's supposed to sell you on a game.
Anybody seen Fred?
Well, no, but I take that back. A trailer's supposed to get you intrigued
with
the
Fred?
Game. That's what a trailer is supposed to do. Get you intrigued with the game. But that's about it.
That's just...
Yeah, that's really about it. Unless you play the game, you know, oh yeah, I could be all... I'm hyped as heck. But what you're really getting from a trailer, for most of these trailers nowadays, is the actual cutscene of that game. And that's not really true game.
No.
because the cutscene is supposed to look sweet.
No, but see, the thing is that in order for me to get hyped about a game, to sit there and go, you know what, I'm going to go put my pre-order money down for this game, something has to grab me. And while, you know, Journey, which I've never played, might be a fantastic game, I'm still on the fence, even though I've heard a lot of people told me Journey is a wonderful game to go play. It only takes 2.5 hours to beat. All of this other stuff. You know, I'm still not convinced to go buy it because there hasn't been a demo for it.
Yeah, but wait. How is that? How are you going to sell somebody on that? Like, it only takes 2 hours? That's not going to sell me.
No. I'm saying, well, the fact that, the game's, $10, $15?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, using it as a sell point. But you know what?
It's not about the length of the game. It's the quality. It's the journey. It's the quality of the game that you have.
The 2.5 hours.
It's about that game is about playing with somebody else and experiencing it with a stranger, and that it's a very awesome feeling to go through the levels, especially the final levels when you're trudging up a snowy mountain with another player that you don't know. Like, that's maybe what that game is about. It's not about the length. It's about
spoilers.
What you go through.
No, maybe I'm too technical, I guess, because that's all multiplayers, playing with strangers. You know, maybe I'm too technical with it or something. I don't know. But, yeah, that's every multiplayer. That's every game that has multiplayer. You're playing with strangers. So you can't sell me on that either. You can't sell me on it only takes 2 hours, where I don't even want to waste my time because I want something with an intriguing story that's going to take longer than 2 hours. And then on top of that, it's like, I guess I'm too technical with it. I guess I read too much into it, all this stuff, or I don't know what it is, I guess. You know, what gets me intrigued with the game is that later on, when there's more information about the game, I actually go to YouTube and I look at gameplay videos of that game. And then I'm like, oh, okay, well, that got me that much more intrigued with the game. So now I might get my hands on it, other than just saying, oh, this trailer looks the bomb. Yeah, the trailer is supposed to look the bomb. I will hope the trailer looked the bomb. But what's actually going to get you into that game? That's like either a gameplay video or a demo.
All right. Anybody here play Battlefield 4?
No, because that's not Call of Duty.
No, but I like where this is headed.
All right. I don't even want to say the name because I don't want to, like, the title of the article, because I kind of, like, want to just leave the suspense out there because I feel like that's what this story deserves. People have apparently been asking for this. And dedicated fans actually went searching for this. But apparently Battlefield 4, the Megalodon, has surfaced in the Naval Strike expansion.
Tricky, what is a Megalodon?
It is a giant, supposedly extinct sea creature that kind of looks like an orca slash... It's
a giant prehistoric shark.
Yeah. We might have to change your name on Twitter there, Alex.
To what?
Sandasaura Ladon.
That is fucking awful.
No, Sandasaura's red sound way better than Megalodon. But wait. People, can you actually do anything or any activity?
Apparently... in order to find this prehistoric shark, you have to be playing on the Nansha strike map, which is included in the recent Naval Strike DLC pack. Second, you must find nine, other willing people to swim out to you to a buoy near the main island. And then third, you must all be comfortable having a giant, supposedly extinct sea creature crush you as it jumps out of the water and crushes your body.
So there's no actually point to this, and actually fans wanted this?
Apparently.
That's exactly why I talk about you on the show all the time, you freaking gamers.
I saw a tweet about some kind of giant shark. It was on, who was it? It was Smikey. Had some tweet about a giant shark in a game, and he had a screen picture of it, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, whatever.
That's an awesome little Easter egg. Giant prehistoric monsters are awesome.
No. Yeah, Easter egg. But for you to actually go on a rampage.
You and nine other people have to go find this thing?
And yeah, it's a, that's not an Easter egg. That's an actual mission. Go ahead. What the heck?
Apparently people are talking about me on Twitter.
Oh, man, they need to talk about themselves. They need to go reality check themselves. You're over here crying about a Easter egg that you actually rooted for or cried rampage about, and it does nothing but kill you.
You know what would have been cool during Naval Strike? If a giant robot would have came out and started whooping everybody.
If a Pacific Rim would have came out.
That's what I'm saying. A la Pacific Rim, Transformers, or something like that. Optimus Prime come out of the water.
Kaiju is the word we're looking for.
All right.
Godzilla. Oh, no. Godzilla.
That is going to go ahead and finish out the show.
Dang, what kind of finish was that?
We're done already? That's it?
That's the wackest finish I ever.
Well, we've been recording for 55 minutes now. We can do the question of the week, although you guys aren't prepared for it because I didn't tell you what it was.
Okay, then tell us what it is.
Exactly. Just throw it out there. Come on, it's a question. So,
do we need a study for it or something? What's going on here?
No, it's just I kind of just wanted you guys to have, you know, some time to think about it before I dropped it on you.
We got this.
But I guess, okay.
Speak up the question, Moro.
All right. One of Donnie's criticisms about the PlayStation Vita and the PlayStation 4 has been that there are no games for it. So my question is it the fact that there is no games for it, or is it the fact that basically it's going along the same process as the other consoles? It's just more apparent that there are no games because there are less games on the PlayStation 4 and the Vita than there are on the PS3. Now, let me clarify what I'm saying. With the PlayStation 3, if somebody was to go out to the PlayStation 3 and buy it right now, they have a multitude of games they can go onto the shelf and go buy at their local GameStop, where the PlayStation 4 is a little limited. The fact of the matter is, right now on the PlayStation 4, there are 120 games out there, but there just may not be 120 games you want to play. So is the fact that the PlayStation 4 is the library is not as expansive, is it just more apparent because it's, you know, it's new and it hasn't had time, or is it really just saying there are no games for it?
Well, since it's directed towards me, I guess I'll be obliged to go first.
Well, I wasn't trying to direct it towards you, but one of the comments you always make is that there are no games, and it got me thinking. It's like there are games. It's just more apparent that there's not, like, an expansive library out there because it's brand new. There hasn't been time for developers to make games for it yet.
Well, there hasn't been time for developers to make games for the Vita. What an absurd statement.
No, but that's the thing. There aren't any games. Let me go ahead because it is slightly directed towards me. Going on as, yes, the Station 4... Yeah, I expected not to have any games. That is primary. Where the primary reason why I don't own one now is because, not saying it's going to always happen, but it has a history of all new consoles blowing up in people's faces. And I'm not saying literally kaboom. I mean shutting down, not working anymore. So it has a history. Every console, not just Station or Sony, we're talking about the BIOS, the Nintendo, when it first comes out, there's a history of it not working. It's a higher percentage of you buying it a year or two later a lower percentage of you buying it a year or two later or after the second or third batches, after they figure out why is it doing what it's doing with the first, you know, beta testers, which is the first people who buy them, than it would later on. The Vita been out how many birthdays it has now, and it still has rarely, like, games I could count on my hand that it actually owns itself, that's not ported, that's an actual Vita game and not me playing it on my console. I could count it on my hands probably. And I really can't even do that because I don't care, because there's very few of them. So that's why I don't own a Vita, and that's why I don't own a Station 4. When it comes out, when later on, the kinks will be worked out, and then I had games that I would enjoy playing. Because still, how you said 100 and something games for the Station 4, yeah, about more than 100 of them is Station 3 games.
Well, that's not fair to say.
Yeah, it is fair to say, because that's what it is.
No, what I'm saying is that's not fair to say, because, to be honest, right now sitting here, I don't know exactly how many games have been PlayStation 4 only. Just like you don't know that there's been 100
Infamous ports. Second Son.
That's one. That's only Station 4. Like, no matter how many games you say, you can say, I'm not sure how many games actually Station 4 owns. You could best believe whatever number you throw out, a very large portion of that number you throw out is Station 3 games also.
Yes.
So, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's nothing for it right now. And which to be expected for any new console. You're not going to have anything for a new console, because...
Yes.
Yeah, it's to be expected. I try to tell jokes or whatever. I make light of the situation, but in reality, it's nothing for it. And it's still nothing for the Vita.
But that's going on to what I'm saying. Are you making that statement more because it's just apparent that there are not games out there? Or is it because the games that are coming out, you're just not interested in playing?
It's apparent there are games out there.
Trigger, you keep saying the same thing. There are no games that's worth playing, because the games that are worth playing, they're already on a System 3 that I already own, and I either already played them already. So what are you talking about, Trigger?
A game out there worth playing and a game that you want to play are two different things.
Yeah, you're right. But the thing is, the game that I want to play, I already played it already and or own it on the Station 3 already. They don't have anything worth playing other than Second Son. And I'm only saying that because I played the first two. If I didn't play the first two, I'd say the same thing. That's not even worth playing, because I don't know nothing about it. But they have nothing. Neither one of their systems has anything. The Vita or the 4 has nothing. Vita only has apps. Station 4 really only has apps.
You can't say that.
I can, because they constantly, every new news.
you can't bring up this conversation without expecting Donnie to bring up apps.
But I'm just saying.
I know.
Every new news story.
And that's just an ignorant thing to say, is because.
Tricky.
You don't have the system. My Vita has 53 games on it.
Tricky, stop saying just because I don't own something, then I don't know anything about it. That's why they have articles. That's why they have I can go to the actual Vita website and I can get all the new information that I want from it. I don't have to own anything. That's like saying I don't own this pen, but I know the freaking pen writes. You know what I'm saying? Stop saying just because I don't own it, I don't know anything about the game. My job for this podcast is for me to know stuff about certain things, about these certain games out here.
But when you make a statement saying that the Vita only has apps...
It's a general statement. I know it has games,
but that's an ignorant statement. It's not a fact.
Exactly. Every time we bring out a Vita topic on a show,
it's an app.
At least 90% of that information or news that we can bring out is about an app for the Vita. 90% of it. Every time we talk about it, just like, don't we got a Vita thing on here now? Yeah, we have two Vita things on here now, and they both is about either an app or it's going to be a game that's ported over. That's all. I never hear about a game for the Vita.
Tell me what games are in development for the Vita right now.
So, Tricky, once again, stop saying I don't own the system, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
No. That's not
when E3 hits.
Hold on a second. I want to be clear. Donnie, I just forgot what I was going to say.
Good.
I'm not saying...
You just said it every single time. Every time I bring up app, you say, oh, you don't own the game. You don't own the game. You say that every single time. I don't have to own anything to know about anything.
Well, what I'm saying is you can't... Go ahead, Yield.
No, go ahead.
No, I completely lost my train of thought. Go ahead.
No, but Trigger, you just think about it. Every 90%... I'm even want to go on a limb and say 95% of every Vita topic that has come on this show has been either a port for the Vita or an app for the Vita.
Man's got a point.
Ever since the Station 4 came out, the only game that has come out for the Station 4 that's really got any knowledge on this show or any talk on this show was Infamous and Killzone. And those are like the only games that's coming out. And you can't even count Metal Gear because that's coming on both consoles.
Can't count Watch Dogs coming on all consoles.
Exactly. You can't even count Watch Dogs. So everything, these systems have nothing. And the Vita has no excuse at this point.
No, because there's no games. You can't sit there and tell me what games are in development for the Vita, because there is none. When E3 comes out in a few weeks, they'll bring the Vita out. They'll taunt what games are coming out for it, but there really won't be any. It'll be ports, or it'll be, check out these indie games that are coming to the Vita that will turn around and port over to the PS4 in 6 months after they come out. There is no exclusive content for the Vita. None. No one's developing for it. They've moved on. It's just a glorified controller to use.
So oh my God. So thank you for bringing that up.
You're saying that the Vita is basically dead in water.
Yes. It's just a glorified controller. It is a, I'll take this and play my PS4 games when I'm not sitting at home. It's all that it is. It's a glorified game. It's a glorified Wii U gamepad.
I'm glad you brought the whole controller. Because that's all it is. It's a Wii U for the station. That's all it is.
Alex, you've been kind of quiet since I brought up this topic.
I was letting Donnie go. So my thing is I think the Vita is terribly supported. I know you, and I will say that I will admit this, like, I don't even go in the store and look at the Vita games anymore because, quite frankly, I just don't care. Like, I will download free games.
And Sony don't care.
keep in mind that I am, yes, I download a lot of free games off PlayStation Plus. I buy very few games. So that does kind of happen with the PlayStation 3 as well. But there are games for the PlayStation 3 that I have been excited about. With the Vita, I'm just downloading free games. And for the longest time, I say that I don't go look at the Vita section anymore. Well, that's because for the longest time, there was very little support for it. There was very, very little reason to buy games for it, so you just kind of stop looking. And after a while, it's like, who cares? I mean, it's kind of hard. Once you've lost that crowd, that attention, it's very hard to get it back without spending a shit ton of money on marketing.
So, going on, I'm assuming this is about to be concluded. Tuck it up as another loss for Tricky.
It's not. I don't consider this a win or a loss on either side. It's just the fact of the matter that it just seems like
your
hold on a second, I gotta blow it
your up. Question has been void.
Okay, I don't toss this up to be a win or a loss on either side, and because I'm not, I didn't bring this up to really like have an argument per se. It was more of a discussion because of the fact that I listen to other podcasts and they often they say things and it's just like it boggles my mind because I'm going, right now, I'm sitting here, I got a PlayStation 4, and I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out. And then after Watch Dogs, I'm waiting for Arkham Knights to come out.
I got a PlayStation 3, and I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out.
Thank you for derailing
me. I'm actually gonna wait and buy Watch Dogs when I get my PS4.
No, I'm just saying, I just do that out
but Donnie,
for
this,
another argument
but this
for the
is,
question.
No. Listen to what I'm saying to you right now. It's like, right now, I'm currently sitting here, and I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out on the PlayStation 4. And then after that, I'm waiting for Arkham Knights to come out. And everybody's going, oh, I want games. But in reality, me sitting here and waiting for these next two games to come out on the PlayStation 4 is no different to, as Donnie, you just pointed out, I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out. And then I'm going to wait for the next game to come out. You're waiting the same amount of time on your console as I am on my console. So the fact that there are no games for the system is not really a relevant point because we're all waiting for games to come out. Tell me right now, off the top of your head, Donnie, right now, what games are you waiting to come out on the PlayStation 3?
Nothing.
Station 3? I guess, Kingdom Hearts H2, I mean, HD Remakes.
Okay, that's a remake.
Yeah.
No, but using your logic, what original games are you waiting for the PlayStation to come out on the PlayStation 3 right now?
The thing is tricky.
Don't twist it. That's exactly the point.
Watch Dog, and Metal Gear. And I said those two because I don't really care to spend that much money right now for a game. Not only does it come on both systems, but for a game, in my opinion, again, so we don't get this twisted, that the graphics is not going to be that dramatic of a change.
Okay, but we're not going into that part of the conversation.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't want to spend that much money for a game that's not only coming on both systems, but in my that's the reason why I'm not getting the Station 4 right now, because when the game that I really want comes out for it, by the time it comes out, it's not that much info on it right now, but I'm just going to go on an assumption that it's not coming to Station 3, which is Kingdom Hearts 3, is that when that game comes out, that's when I'll buy the Station 4, and that if it was to come on Station 3, I probably will buy it on Station 3. I'm not sure. Because, like I said, it's not that much info on it.
Okay,
right
but
now.
But
the thing is, once again, I don't want to spend that much money on this game or this console when, in my opinion, the graphics is not that sweet.
Okay, that's a valid point. And I'm not trying to get into that aspect of the conversation. All I'm saying is for somebody to sit there and go, I have no games to play on my PlayStation 4. It's the same thing that somebody that owns a PlayStation 3 or a 360 or an Xbox, they all have that same conversation, is because we're all waiting for the next game to come out. And it's only more apparent that the PlayStation 4 doesn't have games, because in that waiting period, there's not much more for me to go back and play. Where you, Donnie, you, Yield, and you, Alex, all have PlayStation 3s, and myself included. While we're waiting for Watch Dogs to come out, we can go back and play Borderlands 2, or the first Borderlands, or Kingdom Hearts, or whatever it is. It's just more apparent out in the public eye that the PlayStation 4 doesn't have more games, is because during that waiting period, I don't have any games to go back and play on my PlayStation 4. And that was my whole point of this conversation, is just to say, you know, somebody pointing out, oh, it's got no games, is an accurate statement. I'm not taking that away. But it's not really a fair statement to make, because of the fact that on the PlayStation 3, it's had, what, 7-8 years? It's got games for it. You have games to go back and play. Where the PlayStation 4 is still, it's just being launched. It's just coming into life. So you have to give it time. And in 2-3 years, now granted, saying 2-3 years down the road when there's a lot more games out there, you're still gonna have people going, well, there's no games for it. And it's not a fair statement to make, is that my whole point of this whole, the whole reason I brought up this question.
Tricky, it is a fair statement to make. Because only reason you bought it, and a lot of people buy it, because, oh, it's a new console, so I gotta have the new console.
Absolutely. I don't deny that one bit.
To me, it's a waste of money for you to do that or use that as your theory or your justification for buying the Station 4.
And that's a fair statement to make.
So that's the only reason why these consoles or these new consoles get bought. And I call them prototypes, because that's what y'all are. Y'all are just beta testing the systems, because they don't know what's wrong with the system until people actually test it out. And tell them, well, my system blew up. Right after I did this, could you tell me why I did that? And fix it for the next consoles or the next batch. So it's a lot of this, you know, to me, it's no reason to buy one when it first come out, because there is no games for it. So why buy it? Why spend all that money for something that you're not even going to be able to play? That's my reason. That's my whole thing. You don't have nothing to play, so why spend all that money on it? And you know it ain't going to have nothing to play on there.
All right. Again, Alex and Yield, you guys kind of went quiet on this last part. Do you guys want to add anything?
No. Donnie's right.
I think Donnie is a genius.
Yeah, I believe I am on some points too.
I mean, we all know all consoles have the trouble of getting started, and Sony tried to fix that by going, look, we've got a heck of a lot more games than Xbox. Well, they did, but it was the exact same thing that if I wasn't buying a PS4, I could still buy on my PS3. So they did have an extensive library, but they didn't have. They have the same problem Microsoft does, is they don't have the exclusives rolling yet because people are still developing for it. Now, they have a lot more in the pipeline than, say, Microsoft does at this point, and at E3, a lot more will be announced. You know, Arkham Knight, Uncharted,
The Order 1886.
So they've got a lot coming, which is great for people like me, Donnie, and Alex. We don't have one yet, so that's fine. When we go to buy one, we'll have this somewhat of a backlog or a plethora of games that we want to try that we can all buy. Instead of buying it and sitting there and going, man, I wish there was something I could play on this.
I got to bring out the old PS3 again. For some reason, I thought when I bought this Station 4, I was not coming back to this system anymore. But yet, everybody's back on it.
Well, I mean, I had other reasons other than...
I want to have it first.
I wanted it first. I have another reason why I went out and bought the PlayStation 4. I mean, I watch a lot of Netflix, and I got to tell you, having the aircraft carrier go off was a...
Well, buy your freaking box then.
Yeah, buy your Amazon box.
I'm not buying an Amazon box. I mean, well, when I bought my PlayStation 4, I didn't have my TV, but I could have watched. It was just things like, listen, I use my PlayStation 3 a lot. Whether it would be Netflix, Amazon Prime, to play games, whatever. It buying the PlayStation 4 was just a logical step to saying, listen, I'm not going to go out and buy another PS3. I'm just going to upgrade and buy the PlayStation 4.
Which makes sense. If your system is about to die, and you're going to upgrade anyway.
Right.
You know what, Tricky? If you would have came off with that first, you might have had, like, a good chance of standing saying something in this little debate here.
But well, no.
You waited to now to bring that out.
No. Like I said, my purpose of buying the PlayStation 4 has nothing to do with this conversation. It bothers me when people make the statement that it's got no games.
But it's true.
But yes, it is true. But the only reason people can make that argument is because it's just starting out. Where, like I said, on the PlayStation 3, there are games for you to go back and play while you're waiting for Watch Dogs to come out, while you're waiting for the next Metal Gear to come out, while you're waiting for the next Call of Duty to come out. There's games that you go back. But the fact of the matter is, like, right now, and like you said, and I don't really want to go back into this conversation too much, but you make the point about ports. The ports actually help because now, while I'm waiting for Watch Dogs to come out, I can go back and play, Escape Plan that I never played on my Vita.
Ports don't help.
Or I can go back and play Flower.
That's you just using another excuse to try to justify this whole thing that they're doing.
But see,
ports don't help.
But see, that's my whole point, is that, like, you making that statement, I'm trying to justify it. I'm not trying to justify
it.
Because I see your point. It's saying, okay, you're just trying to make an excuse. I'm not trying to make an excuse. I want more games for my PlayStation 4. I want games that I want to play on my PlayStation 4. The fact of the matter is, if you look at all the games, and you can go back and double-check me, you look at every single game, well, not every single game, 95% of the games that we've gotten for PlayStation Plus, for the PlayStation 4, you know what they were? They were indie titles. And they were the same indie titles that were brought on stage during the E3 press conference last year. Every single one of them. It's coming out in succession on, I'm drawing blanks on names right now. Contrast, it was Octodad's coming. all these games are the games we're getting free on PlayStation Plus. And that's not a problem. Okay, give me a free game. I'm never going to be shy about saying, this is, you know, give me a free game. But it's just, it bothers me when people go, oh, it's got no games. But in reality, you're only bitching about it having not having games because you're waiting for the next game to come out, which is the same thing you're doing on the PlayStation 3. You're waiting for the next big game to come out. And I don't think it's a fair statement to make.
Alright, I will say this actually was a pretty good question. I didn't think Tricky can put out good questions.
Alright, so before I actually close out the show, and I got to do the housekeeping, apparently.
Yep.
We have any final thoughts? Just go around the room. Yield?
No.
Yeah, Alex?
I think the cheeseburgers are delicious.
And Donnie, any final thoughts?
I think double cheeseburgers are delicious.
And my final thought is...
I like bacon on my cheeseburgers.
And my final thought is the triple from Wendy's is just the bomb. ProvingGamer.com is looking for some staff members. If you're interested in writing for the site, becoming a podcaster, being a video editor, news reporter, or anything you can do to help out the site, please stop by ProvingGamer.com and look up. I said that.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Go to the top right of the page and click on the Help Wanted tab and fill out the application, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. While you're there, be sure to read all of our articles and check out all of our videos. Speaking of our videos, you can find all of our videos on YouTube by going to YouTube.com.
Well, no, you can't find all the videos.
Yes, you can.
No, there was that one mysterious one of you getting owned in Tomb Raider that mysteriously disappeared.
No, that's on there.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Then never mind then. I'm sorry.
I want to hear those words, Yield.
I said I'm sorry.
And I want to hear I stand corrected, because I was man enough to say it.
No, I say I'm sorry. I don't say I stand corrected. That's different.
hold on. Let's make a point that Yield is wrong about the video being there. Notice that Tricky does not deny getting owned in Tomb Raider.
I honestly don't remember if I got owned or I just
of course
lost.
No, you got owned.
Alright. Speaking of videos, you can find us on YouTube by searching for Official Proving Gamer. See, now I'm derailed. I lost my flow. If you want to contact us, there are several ways you can contact us. You can send us an email, trophyhorse@provinggamer.com. You can find us on Twitter. You can find the site at Proving Gamer. You can contact the show at Trophy Horse. You can contact me at Tricky Mick. You can contact Yield at I Yield to No One. You can contact Alex at Saundersaurus.
Right.
Damn it, I was going to fuck. Well, I was going to do the shark thing, but I forgot what I said before. You can find Alex at Saundersaurus Rex, and you can find Donnie at Young Twist.
Or Donnie, or that DTN.
Not on Twitter. Not on Twitter. Don't confuse our listeners.
Type it in. Google it. I'm quite sure I pop up on all of them.
If you are on those social medias, be sure to stop by Facebook and do a search for Proving Gamer, and please hit that like button. I do have some iTunes shout-outs. I got to bring up iTunes real quick, so I'll do that while you guys are doing your shout-outs. If you could, go by and listen to our other show, PG Spoilers. We are currently looking for a topic, but now that Donnie has finished Black Flag, I might be putting together a Black Flag Spoilers.
Of course.
Oh, there's another way to get a hold of us. Donnie, what's the phone number?
330-PROVEN-9. 330-776-8369. Back to you, Tricky, Tricky Mick, Tricky Chump.
P.S.
Chump. Trophy Chump.
Just so our listeners know, if you guys remember back in the day, we had a contest on the site, on the show.
Yes.
And Mr. I Yield to No One notified us that the number was wrong.
Yes.
I have done some digging. And I have found the long lost tape of Yield calling the wrong number.
Oh, so you called the number.
I called the number. I asked them to trace back to the time and date that you called, and they are currently working to get me the audio MP3 of your call.
Oh, for real?
This will be good because I hung up. So what are you working on?
I'm not working on anything. I'm waiting for them to get me the MP3.
Yeah, right. Like,
all they said was that it was 6 minutes long.
I kind of got to say it went like this. It kind of went like this. I want to leave a message for Tricky Mick and the Trophy Whores. Excuse me? We have whores, but who are you trying to reach? We don't have a Tricky Whore. Oh, but do you have somebody named Letitia there?
I can't wait to hear this MP3.
Yeah.
All right, with that being said, you can find us on iTunes and on Stitcher. Let's hit up our sponsor. Who, Donnie? No, wait, stop. Yield. Who are we sponsored by?
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-uh. What the hell?
Wait. I even said it was wrong. I it was wrong, Yield. We have a special request this week. Donnie, I know it's your Amazon. I know it's your thing. But we had a listener that was falling asleep. And got woke up because of a certain co-host of ours screaming Amazon. So we're going to try to do a part due here.
What, don't I scream it also?
Yes. But this was a special request to have this person do it again. Alex.
Yes.
Sir. Well, who are we sponsored by? Mr. I Love Retro Games, I hope you just woke up.
Yeah, let's talk to that Mr. Retro Games. Why the heck he falling asleep on us anyway, buddy?
I don't know. What was the end of the show? He said, I wish I could find the tweet. Anybody got the tweet right now?
No, but I do remember reading the tweet. He was just about falling asleep, and all of a sudden he heard Alex, Amazon!
And then he's like, new pair of pants required.
New pair of pants required.
Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Amazon and a clean pair of shorts.
All right. With that being said, you go to Amazon. If you're going to shop on Amazon, please go to the site first, click on the Amazon link, and continue with your normal shop. It doesn't cost you anything extra and does help out the site tremendously. Let's start
like that. Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Amazon. And then Alex does this Amazon thing and a clean pair of shorts.
Talk to the editor over there.
There you go, Donnie. Make it happen. Hello, I'm looking for Mr. Amazon.
Amazon!
And a clean pair of shorts.
Alright, let's do shout-outs. Let's start with Mr. Saundersaurus Rex himself.
I would like to give a shout-out to John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats for making it not only to the Final Four, but making it to the championship game. They will play UConn tomorrow night. It's already happened if you're listening to this. But Monday night, UConn and Kentucky for the NCAA title game. And, just very proud of the Wildcats, who had the number one recruiting class in the nation. They were number one team projected at the beginning of the season, 8 McDonald's All-Americans. A lot of scrutiny on this team. They didn't play really that well throughout the entire season. You saw bits of brilliance here and there, but you also saw their faults. You know, they were younger kids, so they're apt to, you know, make mistakes here and there. And a lot of scrutiny on this team because of the talent, but they have shown everyone that they can hang and that they are one of the best teams in the nation, and I am so fucking proud of them. So, yeah.
No, that's no excuse. You will play this game the way it's supposed to be played, or you will not eat tonight.
All right, speaking of eating, Donnie, your spots, your shout-outs.
I want to give a shout out to all the listeners, of course. I love you guys, and I know you guys love me, even though you didn't. You had a special request for the Amazon, but it's all good. I want to give a shout out to the fam. I've grown to love them, and that's pretty much it.
And Mr. I yield to no
one. I will give a shout out to Jurassic Parky, the fans, you guys. And whatever Tricky's planning with this audio is obviously put together because I hung up the phone when it was the wrong phone number.
You know you asked for Letitia.
No, I asked for... Oh, no, I won't go there.
And I want to give a shout out to Razor Ramon, Lita.
Razor Ramon.
The Ultimate Warrior. And Mr. T, who were inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame last night.
Mr. T was a wrestler?
He's going into the celebrity wing.
Hold on, time out. They let Razor Ramon in there?
Well, cause they, yes, because they
after all the personal issues he's had, and, you know, people with personal demons, I'm a fan of Jake the Snake Roberts, and everyone knows the battle that he's had with alcohol and drugs, and how he's tried to get clean many, many times, you know, most recently with DDP. But Razor Ramon, really? I mean, the dude was the Intercontinental Champ, and he was, you know, great in his heyday, but Hall of Fame, really? Are we just letting anybody in?
Yes.
With that being said, if there's nothing else, this has been a very eventful 153. I thank you guys, and until next week, happy trophy hunting.
Later. Yeah.
Bye, everybody.
Check it. You the man and do another one.
Replay.
Oh, download another one.
Continue your horno.
Or you can go and do a tricky man and
chop it.
However you do it. Just to get the ray and leave a comment. And thanks again and listen to the show. Now it's time for me to go. Peace out to another episode.